Hello everyone. Please meet Chris. Chris wants to do four things. He wants to tie his shoelaces, he wants to prepare a meal, he wants to fight with a lightsaber with both hands, and he wants to grasp and release objects. 17 million people worldwide have cerebral palsy, and Chris is one of them. Goal setting is a crucial component of personalized rehabilitation, as we know. But the association between goals and outcome are poorly understood. Our aim of the study is that first we want to characterize goals identified by children with unilateral cerebral palsy due to a perinatal stroke. And second, we want to explore relationships between goals, outcomes, and participant characteristics within an intensive interventional trial called the Plastic Champs. For more details about Plastic Champs, please check out our paper. And what's important for now is that we used as measures the assisting hand assessments and the Canadian occupational performance measure. Back to Chris. Because our first aim was to characterize goals. And what we used as a goals classification system, first we used the Canadian model of occupational performance, and second, we used the international classification of functioning child and youth. And for example, if we go to tie shoelaces, self-care is for the CMOP, classified with the CMOP, and activity was classified with the ICFCI. And what did our study show? Well, first we saw that children chose divergent upper extremity functional goals. We zoomed in, we saw that younger children with lower ability chose more self-care goals. Third, we saw that children with higher ability chose more leisure goals. Also, we saw that older children's ratings reflected objective functional motor gains, as shown in this regression model. And ultimately, children chose goals appropriate to their function and level of development. So, personalized goals form the foundation for rehabilitation treatment. This work highlights the importance of giving children and families the freedom to choose goals that matter most to them. So, this was a super short video podcast of our work. If you have any question or want to know more, please check out our full article at DMCN. Thank you so much. I'm Ava.